This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 after the hour, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's why we're here. On the DJV program, Jennifer Horn is here, Kara Schellen is here, Doug Steffen is here, and Jennifer is about to take a leap into the world of the best stories of the day. Jennifer, right? You ready to jump?
Well, there's a new poll that's out that I think is a bit disturbing. We'll get your take on it. The prospect that 70% tax rates for multimillionaires, for the rich, and special levies on the super rich draws a lot of cheers about creeping socialism and, of course, warnings of economic disaster in Washington, D.C. and around the country. But polling suggests that when it comes to soaking the rich, maybe you'll call it taxing the rich, the American public is actually on board with this. Surveys are showing an overwhelming number of people supporting raising taxes on top earners. There's a Politico Morning Consult poll that's just out that found 76% of registered voters believe the wealthiest Americans should pay more in taxes. Fox News did a survey. They showed that 70% of Americans favor raising taxes on those earning over $10 million, and that includes 54% of Republicans. Kind of that ground that used to be sacred for people not wanting to tax the rich. Now even that's starting to crack. The numbers suggest that the 2020 presidential campaign, which will be fought in so many different ways, from Democrats who consider themselves to be far left, socialist Democrats, and more moderate Democrats against President Trump, will all be fighting about the fairness of the American system. And clearly, with this polling behind it, there are going to be candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who are already in the race to run for the presidency, that are going to be using these numbers to their advantage moving forward on taxing are the richest Americans. I don't think they realize that that money always trickles back to the little guy, but well, at this point, Americans support it.
Here's what this comes from. The liberal agenda that is now rampant in the public school system, the agenda that doesn't really teach, it is an attitudinal, it's a force that has now become a real problem. Understanding what America is about, encouraging people to start businesses, encouraging people to be on their own, encouraging people to be independent. That's one problem. And then we're not teaching youngsters what the government does with the money, how it's wasted, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, the social studies courses, the government courses don't even exist anymore, civics. And history doesn't really deal with these sorts of things. So you have the attitude. I noticed that the Starbucks CEO, who's a potential candidate for the presidency in 2020, Howard Schultz, has been annoyed by being in the news media. He keeps referring to him as a billionaire, billionaire, billionaire. And he said that he would rather be called a person of means, that means something. He has made something of himself. He had squat, started the business with $100 that was borrowed. And so to denigrate and disrespect what he and so many other millions of Americans have done to create in this system, what these people are doing, the Ocasio-Cortez and that bunch, they don't have any knowledge. They have no experience. I don't even know if she's had a real job before. What did she do for a living before she became a politician? Anybody know? What Ocasio?
I know she's had jobs. I know she was bartending and waitressing and doing a lot of stuff like that, but I don't know, like an office job or anything like that.
Do you feel, Kara, and I'm going to try to put you on the spot here, do you feel like you learned how the system really works when you were in school? Do you feel like you know what it is that where the money comes from, how people's jobs, without money, investment money from people, there are no new jobs, there are no new companies, there are no new businesses. Do you
not
think
really?
You learned
I mean,
that?
I know that I had social studies classes, and you learn about government and the, you know, the different branches of government. But in terms of how the actual economy works and what makes it better and what makes it worse, and you know what you can do to benefit yourself, I feel like I didn't really learn much about that.
Yeah. Okay. I say damn you to the people who don't respect what folks, and I'll put myself in that category. I started, nobody helped me. I put this little program and the production company that is behind the stuff that I do together. And I've had, I guess in a manner of speaking, some help from people who have loaned me money in a sense because at times there isn't enough money to pay everybody. And, you know, that's something that is a blessing that I've received and listeners have received because of that, because this program is an essential, it's a very important radio program because of not just what we stand for and how we do it on the air, but the behind-the-scenes stuff of what makes it work. Jennifer's father did the same thing, but at the same time I did this, he started a radio business in Los Angeles that has spread out. And do you think we're having an easy time of it? No, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, oh God, I'm sick of listening, and I don't even like the words, of listening to people who yammer on about the folks who have the money. What do you think they're doing with them? Not sitting at, is not on a mattress someplace. It's being invested. I was looking at a stock market report yesterday as to how certain stocks are doing and that sort of thing. But that is part of the agenda. That's part of how people have a comfortable retirement. They build up a million or two or three or four or five or whatever it is, if they're good at investing, and they come out of it well at the end of their work life if they choose to quit at 65 or 70. So I am so just, you can hear me, the frustration at the, and this is, you don't hear me use the term very often, either liberal or conservative, because I think they mostly don't apply anymore, at least the way that they're meant. Liberal is freedom. The word liberal, liberté, means to be free. And free thinkers are not liberals these days. The liberal term does not refer to free thinkers. Free spenders, yeah, but not free thinkers. And the same with conservative. They're not people teaching conservative values, that is, how to save things, how to save money. No. We were talking about it earlier on, how people are encouraged through social media to spend money they don't have. So, anyway, you can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned, those people, Jennifer, that you described. I don't have any use for them at all.
Well, I think it's just, again, not realizing. I think you're right. It's part of not realizing how the system works. But it's also this this just lack of understanding about how the economy works. And that is,
yeah,
when you start taxing the rich, those taxes trickle down to the middle class. They do it every single time. It's like taxing big corporations. You don't
you
think you're going to
pay more for the product,
for a Big Mac, that if you start taxing the heck out of McDonald's. It's just, it's an unrealistic.
But the other side of it is,
to the problem,
there's no realization, there's no reference, there's no reaction to the complete and utter failure in government to stop waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Billions in the Defense Department, billions in the Education Department, billions all across the, other than in the veterans. Well, you look at other than the entitlements, and there's not a lot of waste there because it goes out to the people who have paid into the system. But man, it really is bad what people don't understand about how things work. That's not going to help the country. All right, Jennifer, shall we pause for a moment in the action here? 17 after the hour on the DJV program.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Okay, so here in Queensland in Australia, there's so much rain, there's pressure on the Ross River Dam. It's swollen to twice its normal capacity. That is the lake behind it. And so now they're trying to figure out how to release the pressure. They're relieving, they have, 70,000 cubic feet of water per second being released from the dam. People using boats, helicopters to rescue stranded residents because at both ends, there's so much rain at one end, the coastal homes have been flooded out. And then there's a community built. This amazes me. How it is that communities get built down from the dam, down river, if you will, downstream. So if the dam ever breaks, you can kiss your butt goodbye. Really, it's dangerous. Another 4 inches of rain is supposed to be, 4 inches today, 3 more inches tomorrow. 20,000 homes could be destroyed in this town. That's the, and then, it's global warming. Global something. So the Internal Revenue Service has new rules this year, right? We've talked about this off and on as people get ready to pay their taxes, do their tax returns and stuff. So on page 65 of the instructions, this is the paragraph. I'm going to read it to you verbatim. You ready?
Ready.
No checks of $100 million or more will be accepted by the IRS. The IRS can't accept a single check, including a cashier's check, for amounts of $100 million or more. If you're sending $100 million or more by check, you need to spread the payments over two or more checks, with each check made out for an amount less than $100 million. The limit doesn't apply to other methods of payment. Please consider a method of payment other than check if the amount of payment is over 100.
Yeah, go to 7-Eleven and get a money order. See what they look at you.
$100 million.
I'd like a $100 million money order and a Slurpee, please. Thanks.
All right. So the next paragraph after this on page 65 is titled, "What if you can't pay?" The answer, of course, is you can request an installment agreement or an extension of time to pay. But it just is really... I find that hilarious, frankly. No, all right, all of you listening, remember, no checks over $100 million to the IRS. Thank you very much.
Indeed, no knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
DJV program. We have 5 minutes or so every hour dedicated to something we all like, various forms of music. It's great for our... great for what ails you, especially when it's somebody like Willie Nelson, who has long been known to be connected to cannabis. He launched his own cannabis brand called Willie's Reserve back in 2015, and he has been expanding his reach into the big new industry. Yesterday, he announced his new Willie's Remedy, a line of health and wellness products that kicks off with hemp-infused coffee. What's sad or bad about this is hemp and marijuana have been connected for a long time, and they are connected because they're two very different products. Hemp is something that's very healthy. Well, not that marijuana isn't, but to have it, the headline be sort of connecting it to cannabis, no. Anyway, he said hemp production in America stifled for so long, now it could make all the difference for a lot of small independent farmers. That's very true. We're working on it here on my farm, and I've said that, and working on, I'm on a committee around the state to figure out how to make hemp work. Hemp isn't just good for the farmers, it's great for the soil. It really is. Great for our health. Nelson's coffee is a medium dark whole bean blend with flavor notes of cherry and cocoa. Every 8-ounce cup contains 7 milligrams of hemp-derived CBD, which is the rage. Helps a lot, man. You got aches and pains, you want to get on to CBD oil. His Remedy brand has plans to release other products, including topicals and confections. I got a guy in Framingham who wants to have marijuana ice cream. Yeah. Anyway, his wife, who is overseeing the new product line, says the Willie's Remedy line is a purposeful departure from Willie's Reserve. It's not about getting high, but about getting well and all the benefits that this product has to offer. Nelson is 86 now. How about that, folks? 86. He There's a the All-Star Concert in Nashville was taped on A&E. The people there to perform in honor of Willie George Strait, Kris Kristofferson, Alison Krauss, Margot Price, collaborating with Willie on her own strain of Willie's Reserve. All right, so that's the story on Willie's new hemp-infused coffee. How many people want to drink that? What do you say? Yes or no, Jennifer?
Why not? How do you say no to Willie? Come on.
That's it. 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Casey Musgraves announcing that she will be adding a second North American leg to her sold-out, oh, what a world tour, the series of 17 new dates in support of her Grammy-nominated album Golden Hour kicks off August 24th in Paso Robles, California, with stops in major cities like Phoenix, Philadelphia, Boston, Toronto. She'll go to New Orleans and wrap up there on the end of September.
All right, prior you to like the, her, right?
You like her?
Yeah, I just saw her in concert a week ago.
Yeah,
you like
so
her.
I think you need to come out. We need to go to Paso Robles, we'll drink wine, that's wine country, and watch Casey Musgraves.
I would do that. Yeah. Let's do it.
So,
plan is date.
Prior to the continuation of her tour, she's going to hit the summer festival circuit. She'll be the first ever female country singer to play Coachella in Indio. This is 20 years they've never had any female country singer.
That's so crazy to me because she's been nominated for Grammys and stuff, but in terms of, you know, household names, she's not one. So I can't believe that, you know, Carrie Underwood or someone like that hasn't played. It's crazy.
Not at Coachella, at Stagecoach for sure, but Coachella, I think they might snob up at country acts.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, 28 after on the DJV program.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Justice not served. That's what the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says after prosecutors dropped all charges against actor Jussie Smollett. After Smollett had initially been charged with falsely reporting he'd been the victim of a hate crime.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. You know, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Few details known about why the charges were dropped, as all records in the case have been sealed. President Trump thanks House Republicans for sticking together when it comes to the border after the House yesterday failed to overturn his veto of a measure blocking his declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Conversation here Wednesday, March the 27th, last Wednesday of the month. Jennifer Horn's here, along with Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen. Tori off this week, back next week. The world has gone bananas, or as we say here in New England, bananas. The I'm just thinking about all of the stuff that has no real, there's no real answer to either questions or concerns. Jesse Schmollett, whatever, that whole fiasco. And then Robert Kraft and the fiasco with him. Why would he want to have a jury look into what he's been up to? I don't understand that. I don't know that I even really understand
the Trump thing. After all that investigating, there's what, one paragraph? Yeah, he didn't do it. Okay, let's next.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I never, you know, we're constantly looking for that story that brings Democrats and Republicans together, and I think maybe the story of Jesse Smollett did it yesterday.
Does it?
Because
right.
I never imagined in my life that I'd be sitting clapping for the television and watching Mayor Rahm Emanuel say, "This is a whitewashed justice system." This story, I think, took everybody by surprise, including the Chicago Police Department and their superintendent, Eddie Johnson. If you missed it, Jesse Smollett yesterday was called into court for an emergency hearing. He had pleaded not guilty just 2 weeks ago to 16 counts of disorderly conduct. Those are felonies for allegedly lying to police about a hate crime. And now prosecutors in Chicago, or in the state of Illinois, more appropriately, have dropped the charges in the case. This set off a media firestorm. You had Jesse Smollett come out in front of cameras and say that he's still innocent and that he would not be his mother's son if he was capable of doing what he was accused of.
Being his mother's son,
Right. And then you have the state attorney, whose name is Kim Fox. She comes out. And the thing that's so weird about this, remember, it was not so long ago when the superintendent of the Chicago PD, Eddie Johnson, who I think we all really liked at the time, gave this incredible, impassioned account of what they were charging Jesse Smollett with. And then the state attorney came out and gave every bit of evidence. I mean, it seemed very buttoned up. Well, that same attorney had to recuse herself from the case because she said she got too close to the Smollett family. And then she came out and announced that the charges had been dropped. She said that she felt that the man who took over after she recused herself came out and said that the judge and he had consulted and they figured that he wouldn't have seen jail time anyway, so he served 2 days of community service. That was enough, and they just decided to drop the charges. They said it didn't exonerate him, but that's what they just figured, why pursue a case? It seems
bizarre. And $10,000 is what he paid to put his bond up, right?
And $10,000 bond, they keep that, and then he had done 2 days of community service for Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition group, and that was only 9 hours a day. He did 18 hours total of community service. And so then you see Rahm Emanuel come out, the mayor of Chicago, standing side by side with Chicago PD Superintendent Eddie Johnson, and the two of them they had no idea this was coming. They're incensed. They say it's a whitewashed justice system. They say he used his power and celebrity to negotiate a deal for himself, and now everybody's just left to sort of scratch their head and try to figure out what exactly happened. The Empire cast is divided. Some of them are excited that he's back. Others are saying, wait a second, for people who are real victims of these types of crimes, what have you just done for everybody? It's a really strange, weird situation, and all I can think is that maybe something went wrong with the state attorney who became too close to her, or too close to the family. But also, I thought it was odd, and I think we talked about it at the time, that not only did you have the police laying out their case, that's normal, that's what happens almost every time, but then to have the state attorney give away all the evidence, some people are speculating that it would have been too hard for them to find a jury who hadn't seen all of that because it was such a big story. So, in any case, very, very strange.
So what does it mean that the prosecutor got too close to the family? What does
that
mean?
We don't know. That's just why she recused herself.
See, this is why people don't have respect for authority and the law. They can't even get an agreement among the people who lead the city of Chicago, probably one of the worst crime fests in our country at any given time in the last, 10 years. Chicago has been the crime capital of the country. And so this guy comes along, and whatever it is that he, whatever stunt it was he pulled, who believes that these two guys from Nigeria at 20 below zero are chasing this guy? None of it makes any sense. And then you think about, why do we have such a focus on it? What difference does it make? Who cares? So it was a smokescreen in a sense, got Trump off of the front page. And so you got Robert Kraft off the front page. Now he's back on the front page. I'm looking as I leave the airport this morning, headlines of the Boston Globe, Kraft wants his day in court. Mm-hmm. So What is that? I don't understand what that's going to do for the guy, but I don't know all the ins and outs of this. He just wants his day in court.
Well, because they were going to force him. Again, this is a weird thing in the justice system, and I was looking at the difference between these two stories. Florida is a state, when this happens, that you have to admit guilt, which is why the police are telling Robert Kraft that if he wants his innocence, he has to go and basically embarrass himself. That is so stupid in the eyes of the law. If this guy did something wrong, charge him. If he didn't do something wrong, let him go home. That should be the same thing with Jesse Smollett. It should be the same thing with Robert Kraft. It should be the same thing with Doug Steffen. It just doesn't make any sense.
Did I do something wrong?
No, but the idea is that the rich get one set of rules and everybody else gets something else. We see all this junk with Trump and the dossier and the justice system kind of being corrupted in that sense. It's like,
well,
this is how your country falls apart. It's not politics. It's not Democrat versus Republican. But when people don't have faith in the law, that's when your country falls apart.
This is, as I said, the perfect example of us keeping, maybe taking our eye off the ball because we're so now interested. This is kind of like Carol following The Bachelor. You know, in the real world, who gives a damn? But it's a good distraction from the other things that are going on. And that's maybe why it has some value. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, so, I think the repercussions in the real world are for people who have committed some kind of petty crime and then go to jail for like 20 years. And then they see this guy get, you know, charged with 16 counts of felony. And then it just kind of disappears. And they're like, oh, okay, you did 2 days of community service. It's fine.
And even though $10,000.
Yeah.
Well,
and
they spent their whole life.
You know, they're saying he's not exonerated and that he probably did what he did. And meanwhile, he comes out and he's acting all smug and like, I would never have done this. I'm innocent.
Smug. But yeah, he's a smug son of a gun.
Innocent, so it's,
yeah, he's a smug son of a gun. You're
I think
right
it's kind of a smack in the face for anyone who's ever been charged with anything that, you know, wasn't that big of a deal and had to go to jail for it.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we are celebrating today. It's National Spanish Paella Day. Is that how you pronounce it?
Paella.
P-A-E. Paella?
Paella.
Paella. National Spanish Paella Day. Considered by a lot of people.
We're getting closer each time.
Paella? What is it? How
paella.
Aya.
Paella?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yippee-ki-yo, paella. So Spanish, the national dish of Spain is paella. A lot of traditional dishes. It's referred to by some as peasant food, a rice dish prepared by workers in the field over an open fire. So today is National Spanish Paella.
You would
paella.
Probably like it. Yeah, it's mostly rice.
I like rice.
They make seafood ones that you can get all kinds of different seafood on it. I know you like that. So
yeah,
it's actually what you do every single day when you go through your refrigerator and say, oh, I have some of this and some of that and some of this. Everyone can be a little different. And yeah, it's got a
I like rice.
And there you go.
I do like rice. And then you can put all kinds of things. It looks like it was originally a rabbit food. Well, not a rabbit, but it was rabbit that was used as the meat of it, served on a flat plate. And originally it was used to make offering. This was sort of an offering to the gods. An open flame is essential, creates the layer of toasted rice. In other words, yeah, you're right. It's what I burn on the bottom of the pan. That's it. Gives it some flavor. Uniqueness. Right? So, you like rice? How about brown rice versus white rice? That's kind of like brown sugar versus white sugar, isn't it?
I think I'm maybe one of the only people on the planet who prefers brown rice over white rice.
No, I do.
I
don't like white rice. But
I like white rice.
It's just carb.
You
it's
just
carb
get brown, thing. Something to chew on. That brown rice gives you a little something to
right.
chew.
All right, so in terms of sports, the Kraft thing is one deal. Anybody got any NCAA? A bunch of games last night. I was at the airport and I saw a couple of games on at different restaurants.
You must have been seeing replays then because they aren't
really?
Games until tomorrow night.
Oh, well, they must be rehashing.
Or it could have been NBA games. They're probably still playing.
Yeah, I think it could be. Conor McGregor announcing his retirement from MMA, mixed martial arts. He quits, quote, hey, guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts. I wish all my old colleagues well. Going forward in the competition world, I now join my partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper piña coladas on me, fellas. The news came after he appeared on The Tonight Show. During his interview, he said he was in talks for another fight this summer. That was in July. And then he said, okay, I've had enough of this stuff. Anybody watch this? Who watches these MMAs?
I don't watch the fights. They're not very enjoyable to me. But he's become like
crude.
He's become a weird celebrity in his own right because he's Irish and he's got this whole accent and he's kind of crazy. But apparently,
and he's sort of cute, but he's also into doing bad things to women.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's kind of cute, except he might beat you up. So I wouldn't date him. But yeah, apparently he also announced his retirement a few years ago. So we'll see if this one actually sticks.
All right. Speaking of Ireland, I am very excited to be traveling next week at this time. I'll be traveling around Ireland. The people that I'll be talking to, a lot of fascinating people in Ireland. And so I'm hoping that they will help fill your heart with Ireland right after the St. Patrick's Day celebrations and stuff. Ireland is still on the top of the list. A lot of people love traveling there. I know all the planes are full, so that's a good sign. They add more planes in the summertime. Lush green fields, lots of little towns. This is sort of a circuit that we're going to go on all around the island, north, south, east, and west. So there's a lot of myths and ritual stories. It's an old, old country, been around for thousands of years. So I'm looking forward to having that experience next week, and I'll be able to, I'm not going to be on the program through the whole program, but I'll have stories for you. Jennifer, you can talk to me about what's going on. You can probe. Speaking of what's going on, in 60 seconds, Jennifer is going to update the television schedule for tonight, just for you, on DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, Jen. What's up tonight on the Tuber?
It's actually a big night of season and series premieres. Let's start first on FX, What We Do in the Shadows, where three immortal vampires invite you to their Staten Island. How about that? Their home in a comedy based on the cult 2014 film. That's a series premiere on FX tonight at 10 o'clock. Sci-Fi has a season premiere of Happy, and that stars Chris Meloni. We like him. Ex-cop Sax.
He looks like a weird character.
Yeah.
You see the
He's clean and sober. And not killing people, so I guess that's good. But he's less likely to kill people because he wants to be good for his daughter anyway. So that's on Sci-Fi tonight at 10 o'clock. On IFC, they have Documentary Now, which is a mockumentary series. It's wrapping its third season tonight with Any Given Saturday Afternoon, which is a spoof of the 2006 A League of Ordinary Gentlemen. Also tonight, season premiere of Jane the Virgin on the CW. That's at 9 o'clock. And CBS has a new show called Million Dollar Mile. It's hosted by my boyfriend, Tim Tebow, and they give you $1 million for running a mile. Seems pretty interesting, right? Well, not so fast. They have a huge obstacle course with an army of athletes trying to get you from winning that money. That's CBS 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock, 10 minutes for the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's Wednesday's Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen here. Victoria's on vacation this week, so it's up to me to go through the tech stories, at least a couple of them anyway, see how they impact you. And if I screw it up, Kara is here to save you all. Save you from me, as it were. All right, up first, Uber. Buying the biggest ride-share app in the Middle East. It's called Karim. Not to be confused with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. In the biggest tech deal that this area has ever seen, Uber is paying $3 billion for Karim with a mixture of cash and securities that will convert into Uber shares when the company goes public. Karim is based in Dubai, was founded just 5 years ago, become the regional market leader with 30 million users across 90 different cities in the Middle East and North Africa, all the way over to Pakistan, was valued at more than $2 billion in a funding round that took place last fall. So, it'll operate under its own brand as a subsidiary of Uber. Isn't it amazing? Think about it. Uber doesn't own any cars, doesn't really own anything. It's a software company that's worth billions. It just is amazing how we create wealth these days. Uber is gearing up for an IPO, expected to take place later on this year. It's seeking a valuation of as much as $120 billion. Good God.
It's crazy. Because even, you know, I was in college, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and I didn't even use Uber then. I didn't even really know anything about it. And now It's out, and it's like people use it every single day. It's crazy.
I just signed up for Lyft. I have been using Uber when I needed to, but I have found the last 3 or 4 months have been very irregular and unreliable. Like, I'll get in if I take the red-eye flight like I did last night, get into the airport at 5:15, and I'll go, I'll look for Uber cars, and it'll be an hour. That never happened before. What good are they? Who's going to wait around for an hour?
Bizarre, and seems like bad planning on their part, because there are always people coming into an airport. I don't know why you wouldn't always be around there.
Right, exactly. All right, Apple releasing updates to some of their biggest product. Here's that story.
The Geek Out. Last week, Apple updated several of its most popular products, AirPods, iPads, and iMacs. Now, the AirPods, which have been Apple's best new product in years, finally got a slight refresh. They still look the same, but they do gain a series of new features, important ones like wireless charging, better battery life, and improved Siri integration. They are only still available in white, by the way. The iPad Mini and iPad Air also got updates with faster processors and better displays, but it was the long-awaited update to the iMacs that got the most mixed reviews. There was no sweet keeping redesign in form, just jumps in performance guts, making both the standard iMac and iMac Pro much faster. All are available now, and we've posted a link explaining the updates over on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here's something interesting, Kara. Apple closed out the announcement of its new Apple TV, which has a lot of people wondering what really are they going to produce, because they weren't very specific, except there was a surprise appearance from Oprah. She's going to be working on a couple of documentaries for the streaming service that Apple will provide. One's called Toxic Labor. It's about workplace harassment. And the second one is a multi-part series which will focus on mental health. According to Oprah, she's going to partner with Apple because, quote, the Apple platform allows me to do what I do in a new way. She also announced that she'd be using Apple TV Plus for building the biggest, most vibrant, most stimulating book club on the planet. That's always been close to her. She wants to literally convene a meeting of the minds, connecting us through books, she said. Plans to host live streams about books and authors, that sort of thing, that'll be on the platform as well. There's never been a moment quite like this one, she said. We've got the opportunity to rise to be our best selves, how we use, how we choose our technology and our humanity. I think that that actually is quite an interesting statement, and if they're able to do this, it'll be an asset. The rest of Apple TV Plus service, few details, as I said, other than Oprah, that was about it. Your guess is as good as mine as to what else will be there, but it'll be something good. You can probably plan on that. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.